have three people who know all the languages, and two of the three have to be able to speak the language also. One of them, the third, as long as the third one understands the language, but you need two of the three who are not only understand it, they know how to talk to Lamish, because they have to be able to ask details to the witnesses, have to be able to understand the nuances. So if you have three people who understand Shivim Loshon, all the languages that the Edom can possibly testify in, then it's shaykh to establish a bezin in the city. So what do you mean? We're talking about establishing a Sanhedrin of 23 for the purpose of Dinei Nefashos. And it's sufficient with a bezin of three who understand all the languages. So the Chidushi Aram points out, you see from Rashi, this is the Rashi of the Shittasa. He says it here on Chesam and Beis already. They're going to give the Haggadah Seders in the presence of three Dayanim. Vahani Amri Bapi Tlasa, the Israel Bamisa Stam. These two witnesses are going to testify in the presence of a bezin of three, not in the presence of a bezin of 23. Rashi Dishitasa on Yud Zainam base. All you need are three who understand all the languages, and then they'll tell over to the other 20 Dayanim. It's not Eid Mi Pied as good as long as the first Haggadah Seders was Bifnei Bezin.
Understand all the languages?
Well, the Cheshbon, no, whatever languages can possibly be. Let's say today, you have to know Greek, nobody speaks Greek. You have to know Spanish, there are Jews from Mexico going to give you. You have to know French, you have to know English, Yiddish. The other language is Russian, I guess, I don't know, Ukrainian. You have to know the language that is possible that the Edom are going to give testimony. The Chidushi Aran quotes those Rishonim who disagree with the Rashi, and they hold no, that just like you need 23 for the Masa Matan and for the Gmar Din of Din and the Foshes, and need 23 for the Kabbalah Seders of Din and the Foshes as well. So, how do you read the memory of the Gemara? So, he quotes, the Chdushan quotes a totally different interpretation of the Gemara. Sanhedrin has to have Talmid Chacham. How great do the Talmid Chacham have to be? So, 20 members of the Sanhedrin have to be learned enough to know the ins and the outs of Din and Nefashos and Hilchos Retzeach and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, to know whether the man is Chai Misa or not. But you have to have three who are outstanding Talmid Chacham, they know how to talk and learning in Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's how the Ran learns. Shnayim V'dabe V'echad U'Shmaya, you need two who know how to swim in Yama Talmud all over the place, and the third one should at least be able to understand in Kol HaTorah Kula. The other 20 Dayanim in it, not all the 23 have to be such crackerjacks. The other 20 have to know the sections in the Gemara that are relevant to Hilchos Din and Nefashos. But you need three who should be able to understand Kol HaTorah Kula. You need two who will be able to talk in Kol HaTorah Kula, talk and learn in Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Ran has this machlekes on Yud Zayin and Beis. Does the halacha require Kabbalah Seders for Nefashos Bifnei Chav Gimel, or is it good enough Bifnei Gimel? Because Kabbalah Seders are Maaseh Bezin. So Bezin of Gimel is sufficient. On Chumash, the Ramban Alatar quotes Rav Sadi Goyen, wrote a translation on Chumash into Arabic. So on the pasuk that says Al Pishnayim Eidim Al Pishlosh Eidim Yomas Ameis Lo Yimas Al Pied Achad. So the Mishnah asks, the Mishnah in Makkos raises a question. Rashi quotes it here on Tes Amud Aleph. We ran through it yesterday. Imis Kayem Es Eidis Pishnayim Olam Parak Lachakasu Bishloisha. If two is good, so anything above two is certainly good. So let us say Al Pishnayim Eidim. Lo Yimas Al Pied Achad. What's Al Pishnayim Al Shlosh Eidim? So the first Tan in the Mishnah says Makishnaim Lishlosha. Mashnaim you have to Achiazam Mushnehem. You don't get the punishment of Kashazam unless you mazim both. So to Shlosha, unless you mazim all three. Nobody gets any punishment unless you mazim all three. Then Rabbi said, that's Lahokel. You Makishlosha Lishnaim Lahokel, that no one gets any punishment of Kashazam unless you mazim all three. Then Rabbi Kiva says, Loibak Hashlishi Lahokel Olavela Lahachmar Olav. So that's what some of the Rishonim learn. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He holds me mentioned yesterday that the Mukiyasa there on that Mishnah in Makkos quotes the Rishonim who say earlier Rishonim say like that. Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Said if you mazim two, so you give the death penalty to all three, even to the third eight who was never huzam. It could be he's telling the truth, but he's a nitpala of Avera. He knows that the other two guys are lying because he says he was there by the murder act, and he knows the other two guys were not there. So he's a nitpala of Ravera, even though you were never mazim him. Most of the Rishonim do not learn like that. Most of the Rishonim say, Rabbi Kiva is not coming to disagree with the din of Achi Azam Kulam. Isn't that what he says? Means it's not only lahakel, but it's also lahakmer. But it is lahakel. You need achiyazamukulam. Achiyazamukulam. So Rashi quoted that question that the Mishnah poses. This bishnayim lama parak lahakosa bishloshim. So the Mishnah answers lahakish shlosha lishnayim. You need achiyazamukul. He did a puzzle. All the various dinim that you learn out from makish shlosha lishnayim. Atrei kemeo. Also learned that atrei kemeo. So Rav Sadi Goin writes in his translation of the Chumash, it's not a commentary, it's a translation. Even though the pasuk al pishnayim made him al pishlosha edim yumas ames lo yimas al piyedecha, so the shlosha is talking about edim, that's what it says. He translates it otherwise, he says al pishnayim made him and shlosha dayanim. That for din and nefashas, you need three dayanim for kabbalah seders. So the Ramban al Chumash quotes this from Rav Sadi Goin, and he thinks he's wrong. Kabbalah seders, the din and nefashas needs 23. What kind? It's not how you talk it. Kabbalah Seydis is also an integral part of the Masa Matan, and just like the Masa Matan of Dina Nefashis needs 23, the Kabbalah Seydis of Dina Nefashis also needs 23. That's a Shaila, would you say the same regarding Ayin Aleph? Let's say he can only be done here in Idachas, and the Bezin Shal Ayin Aleph. So the Kabbalah Seydis for here in Idachas has to be in the presence of all 71 members of the Sanhedrin, Daila. So Tosis writes such a lashon later. Tosis writes like that. You need Ayin Aleph. Sometimes you need Ayin Aleph for Kabbalah Seydis of Din Nefashis. And Minchas Chinah points out it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is Beferish not so. So that's a question. If you all like the Ramban and you all like the Chidush Aran and Yud Zayinam Beis, that Kabbalah Seydis of Din Nefashis requires Beznav Chav Gimel, so does it necessarily follow that Kabbalah Seydis is always a function of how much you need for the Masa Matan for the Gemara Din? So since by Yirani Dachas and by Ein Dorim Es HaShevet and Ein Dorim Es HaKoyin Gadol Ela by Ayin Aleph, so you need Kabbalah Seydis also Ayin Aleph or not. So that's what to be done. Or let's say another case, let's say in Heter Agunas, you have a Shadab and Aguna. So the Taz was Mata Agunas all by himself, the Shach was Mata Agunas. There's no other that you need a Bezno 3, not Locha, you need a Bezno 23. If you have a Moira Hiro who's qualified, he can pass it on his own. So what about the Gvir Seydis? The Moira Hiro can be Mekabalaitis all by himself. Or do you say no? The Kabbalah Seydis, it's a Dovah Shabiyarva, so the Kabbalah Seydis has to be Bifnei Bezin of Shloisha. Kabbalah Seydis needs Shloisha. And then, once you have Kabbalah Seydis of Shloisha, then the Moira Hiro can listen to the testimony and he'll be able to be done. So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch and Amenez and Simon Yud Zayin. That Simon Yud Zayin is the longest Simon in Shulchan Aruch. It's the history, has the history of the Jewish years of Galus. Has all the gory details of all the cases of murders, that they find dead bodies, when he amata the Aguna and when not. So in the middle of Simon Yud Zayin, there's a tshuva in the Chelkas Mechaikik about this. How much of a bezin do you need for the Kabbalahs, for the Gvias Eidus, to be matam and Aguna? The Moira Hara can be the paskin on his own. But do you say whoever has the ability to paskin on a case that can be mekabalatus? So if you need 71, you need 71. You need 23, you need 23. You need 3, you need 3. So here, if one is good, so then one can be mekabalatus. So you say no. It's a standard din. Like Rav Sadi Goin says, that even a din in the fashas, Kabbalah Seydis, Rashi, Rav Sadi Goin, even din in the fashas, Kabbalah Seydis is begimel. That's lahakel. So even be lahakel. Even in the Gemara had. You had the Brisa that Amumcha l'Rabban Dan Afil Yechidi. Where was that? The top line on Daf Hey Amid Aleph. Amumcha l'Rabban Dan Afil Yechidi. Can the Mumcha l'Rabban be Mekabalei? There's also Yechidi. Or they say no. Kabbalah say this is a Maisa Bez. You need a Bez of 3. So that's what to be. That's a discussion. The Shidin Betz and Ksubas talks about that. One is a Mumcha l'Rabban. Can he be Mekabalei? This all by himself. Whoever is able to be done is able to be mekabalated. So they say no. Kabbalah Seydis is a ma'aseh bezin needs 3. So that's a major discussion. This Rashi Rashi writes on Ches on the base. That's an important line in Rashi. Vahani Amri Bapi Tloso. The two witnesses that the husband brought say in the presence of 3 dayanim. Rashi seems to hold the shitas on Yud Zayin and Beis, that Kabbalah Seydis of Din Nefashis is sufficient with a bezin of 3. There's a line in the Rambam that's questionable. How do you read it? There's a Mishnah in Makis, I think at the end of the first parak. Let's say there's a guy roaming around. They keep on finding Nazis hiding in Ukraine and hiding in South America, all over the place. So let's say two Edom come and they identify a Jew. He's hiding in Brazil somewhere. They say, this guy was Nigmad Din Olamisa in Yerushalayim. This guy's Chayim Misa, they made a Gemar Din. And they're going to bring him to Bezdin and they're going to give him Din in the Fasha. So the Mishnah says, Komok Mishiyam Dishnaim V'yahidu. If two witnesses testify that this person was Nigmad Din Olamisa, and he ran, obviously he ran away, and he's hiding now from the law, so the Mishnah says, Yimekabali Edis of the two people, Kabbalah Edis Bifnei Din. And you give him the Einish Misa. So when the Rama quotes that din, the Rama never says Beferish by the holes like Rav Sadia, you're going to like the Ramban on Daf Yud Zayin on the base. He never says by the Kabbalah say this, a din in the Foshes is enough for the Bezno 3. You need a Bezno 23. So there the Rama says, if two witnesses testify that Pliny was Nigma Din Alamisa, so Bezno doesn't open up the case all over again. They believe the two witnesses and they give the guy, Skilus, Refa, whatever it is that the witnesses testify. That's the Enesh that they give. So the Rambam writes over there, the two witnesses who say Nigma Din Olamisa have to testify in the presence of 23. So Rav Soloveitchik took it when he saw that Rambam, that the Rambam blurted out accidentally, the Rambam blurted out his sheet that he agrees with the Rambam, that Kabbalah say this of Din of the Fashion, he doesn't know 23. He never said it, he should have really written it somewhere else. Here he blurted it out, that Kabbalah say this, a din in the Foshes needs 23. He holds like the Rambam. Yor Sameach, and that Rambam says, the Rambam never wrote in a normal place that you need Kabbalah. It says, only over here, where there isn't going to be any discussion. They're just going to be Mekabalatis, and that's it. Then they're going to give him the death penalty. So it doesn't make sense to be Mekabalatis with three, and then they should tell over to the other 20. There isn't going to be any discussion here. So the Kabbalah say this is b'makom gemar din. So here the Rambam, only here and here alone did the Rambam require that you need 23 for the Kabbalah say this. But in a normal case where there's going to be a masa matan, whole discussion, so the Rambam would really agree with the Rav Sadiga that it's sufficient with Kabbalah say this, and the Fashas would be good enough with three. So that's a question, how to read that Rambam. There's a Mishnah at the end of the first parakeh. Makas kol makom she'am dushnayim v'ya'idu. The Mishnah, Pliny was nigma din olamisa. So the Bezdin doesn't reopen the case. They're Mekabalatis, and they give him the death penalty. So the Rambam over there writes, when he quotes that Mishnah, he writes that you have to be Mekabalatis in the presence of 23. So the Shaila, does he mean that case only? It doesn't mean all cases. He just happened to blur that out over here. But all cases. The Shaila. Then in continuing this Rashi, the Rashi Hirchesim basically says, Vahaniyami Bapi Klosa, they give a Haggadah Seder in the presence of three Dayanim. What they say, the history of Astam, the history of Laskilik, the Naimaras, Rameh Sova, Sula Kocha Din in the Fashas. You're never going to get any Din in the Fashas, because Rameh Hoz, like the Shita, Achiyashrabo, you need Hasroa, Meforetas, Be'ezemisa. And the Chacham disagree, no, there's going to be Din in the Fashas, they're going to give the wife, Einish Misa. Even though the Hasra was stamped, the Hasra was not Mefureta. So that's the Machlokes in the Mishnah. The Chacham says, if there is Din in the Fashas here, Hasra Stam is good. And Rambam says, there's only Din in Mominus, Lahafsiduk Subasa. That's how the Rashi says. Sulekahocha Rameh, Sova, Sulekahocha Din in the Fashas, Vanish Loshin, Sagamen, Din in Mominus, Tiksuva, the Chinami, Yuzmu, Yishalem, Mea, Kesef. Even if the Edom will be Huzmu, there won't be any Oinish Misa. The husband will pay Meyah Kesef. That's an interesting line in Rashi. The husband brought witnesses who would never succeed to give Einish Misa because they said there was Asra Stam. Don't be Mizanik because we're going to give you Misa. And that's not sufficient. Meyah holds that's not sufficient. You have to have Asra Mufuretas Be'ez Misa. So the Isha is never, there isn't going to be a Gemar Din Misa on the Isha. It can't be. And nonetheless, if the Edom of Huzmu, the husband will have to pay a kesef. So didn't Tosfos quote a Gemara yesterday we mentioned? Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Ksuvos Mem Dalet. Happens to be Mamish, the same line where the Rashi is. That's parallel on the right-hand side of the page where you have the Tosfos on the same line. But this is what's Ksuvus Mem Dalan Beis. I'm going to Shem Alakana Pot, the King of the Matzah, the Mekaima, and Memes Ayadav, and Viskalua. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that the only time the Baal is Chayiv, the Mayor Kesef, is if there was attempted murder. But if he brings Aidim who say there was Ashra Stam, don't violate Lasinov because God gave you the death penalty. They didn't say what death, which form of death. So Remei holds that there's no chiyimisa. Nonetheless, if the Eidim will be huzmu, the Baal will pay Meir Kesef. So it's not against the Gemara Ksubis. So Taisus did away with the Gemara Ksubis. Taisus said it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that the only time there's an Einish Meir Kesef is when there was attempted murder. No, it means he's not even condemning the wife. If he says Ishti Ktana Zinso, Taisus says that Gemara only goes on Ktana. Why? Because why is a ktana labas anshin? Because a labas das. So the Gemara has the klal, the Babli has the klal. Pita ktana ainesu. So it's like if the husband says he makes up a whole case against him, he lies. He says my wife was nenso. What's a nenso? She's not her fault. Then it turns out he was lying. That's a nasty thing to say, and he pays. He bribed witnesses to testify falsely that the wife is nenso. It's a very nasty thing to say, but there was no attempted murder over here. So Taisus says you don't need attempted murder. And the Pashup Shani Gemara there is that you do need attempted murder. The Rabbeinu Tam said it because he reinterpreted the whole Gemara. We didn't do the Rabbeinu Tam. You'll have to see. Rabbeinu Tam came up with a fantastic Chiddush over here when he says this. So you see that Rashi also holds like that. Rashi says over here, the worst that'll happen, even if the Yedi HaBal will be Huzmu, the Baal will pay Mea Kesef, but there was no attempted murder here. So Rashi also agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam that you don't need attempted murder. Could be, that's what we mentioned yesterday, could be that some suggest that you need that Gemara in Ksubis Mem Dalet, Motzi Shemalaktana Potter from what? Could be Minis Potter from Malkus. Because the Baal gets a double punishment. If Yisro or so, the Anshos and Mea Kesef, the Loisi Elisha, the three parts to the Anish. So it could be the Yisro, so the Malkus that he gets is for the attempted murder. And if he brings Aidim who just say Misa Stam, La Yisro Bob Misa Mufuretes, could be the Rashi would also agree there wouldn't be any of Yisro also. But the Chiv to pay the Mea Kesef, that's for the Lashon Hara. We mentioned yesterday. There's a steer between the two Gemaras that the Shita Mukubetzis raises there. And so this Mem Dalet, the Gemara in Erechin says, how chomer the aver of Lashon Hara is, Atzor Shemrai is, that if a man is ma'anis, a single girl, he pays chamishim shekel kesef. And he's much to Shemrai, and his wife, he pays mea shekel, twice as much, he pays mea shekel. So the Gemara there says, the Gemara in Erechin, the sugya of Lashon Hara says, that the payment of the mea shekel is a punishment for the Lashon Hara. And the Gemara in Ksubi says, it's a punishment for the attempted murder. So the answer could be, that's what some say, the Gemara in Ksubi means, the Chi of Malkus, Yisrael says for the attempted murder. And the Gemara in Erechin is clearly talking about the money. The Gemara says, Ama'anis pays 50, but Yishamah pays 100. So it could be that that's what Rashi means. Rashi's unclear. Rashi just says, if you mazim the Eidim, the husband will pay Mea Kesef. He doesn't say whether the husband is going to get Malkus or not. So the husband will pay Mea Kesef. Could be that Malkus not. Because for Malkus, he needs attempted murder. Could be. So this interesting Rashi. Interesting Rashi over here. Then we had the next Rashi we pointed out. The next Rashi has a machlekes with Tosfos whether Mesis needs Hasra. Rashi says Mesis does need Hasra. Nerek Bali Hasra the Achmanah say. Tosfos says no, we lower the standard of Hasra. Mesis also needs Hasra. That's a din, you need Hasra, but how elaborate Hasra has to be. So here, usually we bend over backwards. The Hitzilahu Eidah, so we say you have to have a very elaborate Hasra. Otherwise we say Shoyeg. And by Mesis, we don't apply the Hitzilahu Eidah. L'sachma v'sachasa means all of the nine dinim. The Gemara says like that. All of that. Asar chilukim shebe mamanis l'nefashas. So the Mesis needs 23. But the other nine chilufi dinim between mamanis and nefashas don't apply to the Mesis. Like it doesn't apply to the Sharan Niskal, because by the Sharan Niskal there's no mitzvah behitzilu eidah. By the Mesis is also not, because it says l'sachma l'sachas olav, so you don't have the inyanim about tzolos. Included, we explained yesterday, included in the hitzilu eidah is that we bend over backwards to darshan psukim in such a way as Lahokel. That's the Gemara that we had in Perik Ben Sora Mar, the first Amud Aleph. Perik Ben Sora Mar. We bend over backwards to darshan psukim in such a way. So by the mensura, so that by the mesis, you don't bend over backwards. So Rashi says you don't need hasra bechlal. We know that he's doing it by mesis. You don't need hasra bechlal. So he says no, you need a hasra. That's a din. You need a hasra, but you don't need such an elaborate hasra. The requirement of such an elaborate hasra, that's because we bent over backwards. So that's an important Rashi also. Okay, what else? What else was there in Rashi?
The Gemara is the same wording by the Shaka Batari for Bnei Noach later on. We'd say that it's the same Lachlokas Rashi Tosos. Does the Gemara use the same Lashon for Ida Eidim Asura for Bnei Noach, that he did or not?
By Bnei Noach. By Bnei Noach, the din in the Gemara is that he's nerek beid echod of a dayan echod. You don't need two Edom and you don't need 23 dayanim. The Targum Onkelos is difficult on Parshas Noach. He says, Shafech dam ha'odam ba'odam dam ha'yishafech. So he translates, one who kills, ba'odam dam ha'yishafech b'dayanaya, with dayanim and sahadaya, in the plural. You need Edom and you need dayanim. So the Mefarshim ask, it's Eidecha B'dayanech, how come the Targum, he translates, Shafech Tam Ha'odam, Ba'odam Dam Yishafech, he should be judged and she should be killed, not Misa B'day Shemayim. The Bezin Shalmato should give Einish Misa to the B'nech, but it's Eidecha B'dayanech. So that's the difficulty, how come he translates, B'sahadaya V'dayanaya. That's, maybe there's a misprint in the Targum Onkelos, but that's what it says in all the standard editions. That's a problematic Targum Onkelos. Let's see. Okay, and then we're up to, there's another Rashi here on the top of Tesson days. We did seven of the eight Pshatim yesterday. What was the eighth Pshat? Yibayisema, around seven lines from the top in the Gemara. Seven lines from the top of Tesson days. Yibayisema, the final Pshat, what's in the Kudus Machlekes Reb Meir and Chachamim? Whether it's Hashem or Bishloshe b'Chavkim, it's gone. This kachish b'Bedikas, or this kachish b'Chakiris. Come and flug, but flug the Ben Azai v'Rabban. Mishnah quotes later Ben Azai that why is it Ben Zakkai? Ben Zakkai. Why is he called Ben Zakkai? His real name is Rabban Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Rabbi. Rabban means Rabbeinu. He was the chief rabbi. So the Gemara says this chiddush he said when he was before he had got smicha. He wasn't yet a rabbi, and they listened to him. He said, if the Edom contradict each other and the Uktzeitenim, that's in Bedikas, so you throw out the testimony, you don't give Dainish Misa. So this Chiddush he said, and it was accepted by many and not accepted by all. Gemara here says it's a Machlokes Satanai, where they accept Ben Zakkai or not. So this Chiddush he said before he had Smicha, then he got Smicha, and he was Rebbe Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Then when he was appointed chief rabbi, then you call him Rabban. Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabban means Rabbeinu, our rabbi. And what's a higher title than Rabban? So the Gemara quotes at the Sefer God may Rabban Shmo. He said Hillel Shammai. Hillel, what, your buddy with Hillel? Why don't you call him Rabbi Hillel? No respect to Hillel. The answer is a higher level. You call him Rabbi, but then when he becomes the chief rabbi, call him Rabban. Then when he's more famous than all the chief rabbis, just call him by his first name, Hillel Shammai. It's a priestess hakavod to call him Rabban. Rabban means chief rabbi. He was higher than a chief rabbi. Hananya. Mishnah quotes, Hananya was a Tana. No smicha. Call him by his name. Hananya ben whatever. No. Hananya. It's Godel me Rabban Shmai. When you just call him by his name. So this was, Ben Zakkai said this before he even had smicha. The Gemara says he was a Talmud of Yoshev Lifnei Rabbi. And he suggested they should interrogate the witnesses. He thought there was something fishy. He said, interrogate the witnesses about Bedikas. Indeed, in the Farsha, said there was Hakash and Bedikas throughout the whole case. So Rashi has a comment over there. Rashi about the eight lines from the top of Testament base. There are always four lines on top, and then there's a fourth narrow line. The Rashi didn't ask for Chakiris. The other Rashi, Bedikas. Rashi said, Bedikas, Zayim Akelev Shchorim, Zayim Akelev Lavan. Okay. And Chakiris says, Zayim Beis, Rashov Keis Behem, similar as Manamokim, Shehoedim Boim Ayudim, Lidei Hazoma. The Chakiris is a bad zmanamokim that can lead to hazama. And Bedikas is everything other than that. Where did Rashi get this idea from? That's a difference and definition between Chakiris and Bedikas. This is a Gemara later. Rashi is just getting it from the Gemara. The Gemara raises a question. on Mem Aleph on the base. So the Gemara tells a story about 15 lines from the top. The line begins with the word Kirebi Akiva. So the Gemara tells a story on this on Mem Aleph on the base. So the Gemara tells the Rav Kana Rav Safra with students, and they learned Tono Sanhedrin Bei Rab. They learned in Rabbah's Yeshiva. They were learning Mishnah Sanhedrin. Bagabu Rami Bachama, so he meets them. Amaluhu May Amitu Bob Sanhedrin the Bei Rabbah. Tell me, what did you hear in Rabbah's Yeshiva? What big chidushim did Rabbah have to say on the Mishnahs? So they thought he's starting up at them. So they didn't want to fight with him. Amilei, Amay Amil Sanhedrin greater to. And what does everybody else say? Not in the Rabbah's Yeshiva. What do you have to say about Sanhedrin? Oh my kashalach, why is something difficult? He says, yeah, I have a kash on a Mishnah. Maybe you have. So they realized he wasn't trying to start up with them. He said he has a question. Maybe Rabbah gave a pshat. Amaluhu. So the Rami Baruch Hama tells him, I have a difficulty with the Mishnah. Miho Diktani, the Mishnah has in the beginning of Hayibotkim. Here's the beginning of Hayibotkim. Mem Amir Aleph. The first Mishnah, Mem Amir Aleph. Then the Mishnah says, Ma bein chakiris lebedikas. Chakiris echadah me'en yedeh dusim teil, bedikas echadah me'en yedeh. Finish nine mer me'en yedeh me'en dusim kayem. Any yedeh and chakiris is, you throw out the testimony, puzzle, and yedeh and bedikas is good. If they contradict each other in bedikas, then it's no good. And Rabbi Yechim and Zaka said, even if they contradict each other, was it wearing a dark suit, was it wearing a light suit? That's a contradiction. The bedikas could be that everybody would agree that he postulated. Rabbi Yechim and Zaka went so far to say they contradict each other about the nature of the how wide were the uktzeitenim. So it could be that those who don't accept Rabbi Yechim and Zaka, it could be that they would say a contradiction in bedikas, Caleb Shchaim, Caleb Van, that would be, you would throw out the edus. There are different degrees of bedikas, but if you say any day bedikas, that's okay. But if you say any day in Chakiris, it's not okay. So Rami Bachama was bothered with the kasha. They're both learned that from Psukim. Michde Idiv Idiv Deraisehi. Everything is learned that from Psukim and Yidiv Menatar. Maishna Chakiris, Maishna Bedikas. I don't understand. He's honestly, I don't understand Pshat and Mishnah. Maybe Rabbi said a Pshat. So they said, Omrulei, so they told Rami Bachama, Hachi Hashta, what's the comparison? Bachakiris, Omrachim, I mean, they do some Matelo, because they do Shiat Yochel Azimo. If you want to be mazim somebody, you have to say mon ha'yisim and makam ploni bosas man. So if the Edom don't say zman ha'makam, so you can never make a hazama iman ha'yisim but makam acher. So that's edushiyat ha'chalazim. Edushiyat ha'chalazim is not acceptable. Hashem can be dikis omer echan in the day do some kaimis because edushiyat ha'chalazim. As long as they give the zman ha'makam, so it's edushiyat ha'chalazim. So he said that's fantastic. Omer b'chusir, Omer b'chama said yochi. If that's what the Rebbe said, Amita Batuva, ooh, that's good. You heard good shiurim, because I never knew Pshat in the Mishnah, that's Gevalt. So that's why Rashi is quoting on Tesson Beis. Rashi is saying over what it said in the Gemara, that the difference between Chakiris and Bedikis, that there's a din of Edushi Yati Yochel Azimo. Where's the mocker for that din? How does the Gemara know that there is such a din? Edushi Yati Yochel Azimo is no good. Anybody remember the first Tosfos in Makkos that suggests the Mokka? How do you know there's a psul? So Tosfos says, maybe from the fact that there's a parsha of Hazom and a Chumash, so the implication is only such a Haggadah says that can lead up to Hazom. Can't lead up to Hazom, so you have no right to accept the Yedis in the first place. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says. If the Yedim say any day in Zman HaMokka Mechakiris, then it's Yedis Yatioch HaZim, it's not acceptable. But if there's any day in Bedikas, then it doesn't pose a problem. That's not called Eidush Iyat Yochel Azim. The question is that the Rambam, there's a Rambam in Hilchas Retzeach. The Rambam is quoting a Gemara. But the Gemara says Eidush Iyat Sanhedrin. The Eidush Iyat Yochel Azim is no good. And then the Rambam adds on two words. The Dini Nefoshes. Eidush Iyat Yochel Azim is not acceptable. The Dine Nefoshes. Where's the Rambam? The beginning of Hilchas Retzeach somewhere. Mm-hmm. Here are the two words in Perik Beis and Hilchas Retzeach Halachik Tes. The Rambam quotes a Gemara from Sanhedrin later. Ayin Ches in Sanhedrin. And then he quotes the Gemara, Shetachalizim is not acceptable. Bidine nefoshes. A mashma from the Rambam. Then the dini mominis, Eidesh Iyati Yachalazimo, is acceptable. So there's a machlokes and achrenim. What did the Rambam mean? So some say, you don't need a Rambam for that. We started Sanhedrin, and we learned on base on the base on the bottom line. V'atara echadil mamas echadil nefoshes bidish v'chakev shenem mishpatech yolachem. That's the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara proofs from a Mishnah and Shadiyah, from a Tosefta, then Dini Mamed is Bizman Azeh, you don't need Rishma Chakira. They made a Takana de Rabbanah. On the level of the Raisi, you do need. On the level of the Rabbanah, you don't need Rishma Chakira. Why did they do away with the need for Rishma Chakira? Mamed is Kadesh Latin on the Aleph Shnei Lovin. Because most of the time, the witnesses are not going to remember. If there was a murder, something unusual, they're going to remember what day of the week it was and what day of the month and what year they're going to remember. Halvor, they see business all day long. They're not going to they remember Reuben Oshim and $1,000. They're not going to remember Zman HaMokim. It's not going to stand out in their minds. So you're never going to be able to collect the money. So people are not going to want to lend any money because they'll never be able to collect. The witnesses are never going to remember the Zman and the Mokim. So they did away with the need for Drisha Hakira and Dina Mamas. So once you no longer need Drisha Hakira, all the Eidim and Mamas is Ziyat Yochel Azim. If the Eidim don't have to say Zman HaMokim. So obviously, Bizman HaZeh, Eidish Yat Yochel Azim is acceptable in Dina Mamas. Maybe on the level of the Reis, and maybe there used to be such a din that you need Drisha Hakira, and therefore Eidish Yat Yochel Azim was not acceptable. But Bizman HaZeh, for sure, it's good. So that's what some Achranim say. When the Rambam writes, Eidu Shiyoch Ha'azimah is not acceptable for Din and Nefashis, he means, B'zman HaZeh, the Mominus, it's good. On the level of the Raisa, it used to be the same. Eidu Shiyoch Ha'azimah is neither acceptable for Mominus nor acceptable for Nefashis. And other Achranim disagree. They say, no, the Rambam means on the level of the Raisa, the only time that the Halach requires. See, Tosfos on the first Tosfos and Makkos asks on the opening Mishnah, if two Eidim testify falsely that someone had been Gush Machalut, and then they were Huzmu, so you don't give them, and they are Kohanim, so you don't say we should declare them as Cholo. You don't do Kasha Zomam. The Gemara gives a whole explanation why. You give Malkus instead. So Tosis asks, if the din is that there's an exception to the rule that you never give the punishment of Kasha Zomam, how can you accept the testimony in the first place? Whenever witnesses are testifying that somebody is a Ben Gush Machalutza, by definition, it'll be Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azim because there is no Kasha Zomam over there. That's Tosis Kasha. So some Rishonim say, no, you only need Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azim and Nefashis. It was never intended to be a universal din. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Ches, and the Gemara before Daf Ayin Ches, all the cases in the Gemara of Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azim are all by Nefashis. So they think some Achrenim hold, the Rambam holds that Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azim is only din in Nefashis. How do you explain it? How do you understand it? Why should it only be din in Nefashis? So the Pashtus says it's a din in Iyum. When the witnesses come to testify, and din in Mamanis, so we have to tell the witnesses, make sure you're telling the truth and nothing but the truth. Shai? Make sure you tell them. In Nefashis, we have to tell them, make sure you're telling the truth. And keep in mind, Yad Eidim Tia Boba Rishayin, if we're going to make a Gemar din, you're going to have to kill him. Are you prepared to kill him? Are you just prepared to tell a story? And we're going to do the dirty work. You're going to have to kill him. And if it's going to be Mazim you, we're going to give you the death penalty. So you better make sure that you know what you're talking about. So there's a din the Mishnah has later. You have to have Iyum. You have to try to frighten the Eidim off when they give Eidim and the Fashis. In Mominus, you just say, make sure you tell the truth and don't exaggerate and don't say by guessing. You tell them, tell the truth. And the Fashis, you warn them. You better be telling the truth or you're going to suffer consequences. You're going to have to kill him and you may be subject to the punishment of Kasha Zom. So some Achrenim understood that the Rama meant Minatoira. That Eidu Shiyat Yochel Azim or Minatoira only applies to Nefashis, never applied to Mamanis. Not only after the Takone being Mevatel B'Rishva Chakira, that's Pshita. After they did away with B'Rishva Chakira Pshita, you don't know, it's never going to be Yat Yochel Azim. If he doesn't say his Zman HaMokim. But even on the level of the Raisa, he never needed it in Dini Mamanis. Aye, but the question is, isn't this against the Gemara there that we just read? We just read the Gemara on Mem Aleph on the base. That's where the Rashi tests on the base. Was quoting that Gemara. Rashi says, what is Chakiris and what are Bedikis? Rashi says, Chakiris is Zman HaMokim that can lead to Hazama. And bedikus cannot lead to hazama. So Rashi is just quoting the Gemara there, and Malach and Beis, where the Gemara has, Rami Bachom asked the two Talmidim, Rav Kana, Rav Safra, oh, you learned by Rabbi, you learned Sanhedrin, tell me over Rabot. And he said, what's the problem? So he said, I don't understand the Mishnah. Why is any day a puzzle by Chakiris, and any day is good by bedikus? So the answer, because Eidish Yati Ochalazim. So the simple reading, the Achrayim asked the simple reading of the Mishnah, any day is not acceptable in Chakiris, even in Dinim Omenis. It's not acceptable. The Mishnah doesn't only go in Dinim Nefashis. So if the Rambam meant on the level of their Isa, the Rambam in Perek Beis Halachates and Ilchas Retzeh meant to say on the level of their Isa, there's no requirement of Eidishiyat Yochel Azima by Mominis. It's only needed by Nefashis. So how do you understand the Mishnah that if the Eidim in Mominis, on the level of their Isa, Eidim in Mominis are any Adeya, it's not acceptable because it's Eidishiyat Yochel Azima, but you don't need Eidishiyat Yochel Azima in Mominis. So how do you read Pshat? So the Beis HaLevi has an essay about this. Tshuva is Beis HaLevi. He thinks that the Rama meant Minatora. Machleik Zacharin. He thinks that the Rama meant Minatora. Mominus never needed. Mominus and Ben Gurusha Mechalutza and Kol HaTarakula Eidim don't require. There is no such requirement. Veidu Shat Yochel Azim. Only in the Fash is Mishum Iyum. I, what do you do with the Gemara? Any Adan? He thinks the Gemara meant a different thing. Let's say a witness comes to Bezin. A whole bunch of witnesses come to Bezin. And they say, Reuben murdered Shimon. So, Yehuda testifies, and Eliezer testifies, and Tuvia testifies. Then there's another guy there, Yankel. So they say, what do you have to say? I wasn't there, I didn't see anything. I heard that a whole bunch of people running to bed. So he say, you can't accept his testimony because Eidish Yat Yochel Azima. He didn't say anything. He said, I wasn't there. I don't know anything about anything. He's not an aid at all. He didn't give any Haggadah Seidus. So Beis HaLevi thinks that that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Doesn't mean any day in Chakiris is possible because Eidish Yat Yochel Azima. No. Possible because it's chasa begufa shaleidus. He didn't tell the whole story. If he says I wasn't there, I don't know anything about the case. He never said how God is this. And even if he gives all the gory details of the murder, but he doesn't say zman amakam, that's considered chasa begufa shaleidus. So why don't you say chasa begufa shaleidus if he says any day in bedikus also? So he says no. The Gemara is explaining. Chakiris, the seven Chakiris. The Gemara learns that from Psukim that there were seven Chakiris. Beis HaMokam and Beis HaZman. There were six questions on Zman, one question on Mokam. What day of the week? What month? What day of the month? Which Mikdah? Which Yovel? A whole month, seven questions. What time of the day? So those questions that can lead to Hazama, that's considered Gufa Shaleidus. And if he says any day on that, it's considered Chasab Gufa Shaleidus, if he never gave a Haggadah Seidus. Mashani Kennedy says any day in Bedikus, he gave a Haggadah Seidus, but he didn't give all the information. That's how the Beis HaLevi interprets. Why does he say like that? Because the Gemara has a Shaila, the following case. There is a din of Nimtzechem and Eidim Karav Apostle. We just had it over here. On Tesson and Aleph, there was a Machlokes HaTanoim. Does it only apply to Nefoshes? Does it even apply to Mominus? We paskin, it even does apply to Mominus. Does it only apply if Niskabna Lohoid? What if the puzzle was learned in Skav and Lohet? So that's Machlekes, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. Machlekes. What about Mominus and Machlekes with the puzzle was learned in Skav and Lohet? So we know there's a din of Eidish Yat Yochel Azima, not acceptable in Fashas. And there's a din in Sechem and Eidim Karva puzzle. So what if you have three witnesses, all three tell over the story? They all three saw the murder, and two of them give this Zman HaMakom. And the third one says, I don't remember this Zman HaMakom. But he gives the whole description of the murder case. So would you say we can't accept his testimony because Eidish Yat Yochel Azim? And Nimtzechem and Eidim Karva Apostle Eidish Kulam Mateila. Since all three testified, and one of them is not acceptable because Eidish Yat Yochel Azim. So that's the simpler reading of the Gemara, the line that we were reading before. He said Rav Kana, Rav Safra, learned Sanhedrin, and Rabbi Zishiva, and they met Rami Bachoma. So the first word on that line is Kiryab Akiva. The three lines before that, Elo Amarava, Rav interprets in the Mishnah, if you have three witnesses testify about a murder or about a halvoah, and two of them said Zman HaMakom, and the third one says Eini Yodea, so the Gemara says you accept the testimony of the two, and you don't accept the testimony of the one. Keman hu shitiz et deloki Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says on that testimony Aleph, Karav Apostle, so he should have said Karav Apostle. You have three witnesses, one of them is not acceptable because it's Eidish Yet Yochel Azino, because it says Eini Yodea Zman HaMakom, and two of them are acceptable. So the Mishnah says that you do accept the testimony of the two. So the Gemara comments, Rava says, the Mishnah is the law of Rabbi Akiva. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, which we hold from, we do accept the din of Karav Apostle. So then if you have three witnesses, one says, Eini Yodea Zman HaMakom, you shouldn't accept even the testimony of the two. So the Rambam writes against the Gemara. He says three witnesses come and testify, and one says Eini Yodea Zman HaMakom, so you accept the testimony of the two. He quotes the Mishnah, that it says the Mishnah, but he quotes the Mishnah of Makkos, also Rabbi Akiva, that's on testimony. He quotes that Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says it's a contradiction. The Gemara says if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, you can't hold like this Mishnah. So the Mefarshim say either the Rambam had a different girsa, or the Rambam translates words the like Rabbi Akiva, that this case has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. Even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva in general, that there is a din of Karav Apostle, but it doesn't apply over here. Why doesn't it apply over here? So the Beis Halevi says, exactly, of course it doesn't apply. Let's say three witnesses come. Two of them give the Haggadah Zavis, and the third one is a monkey. And the monkey tells the whole story. I saw the murderer, and then he gave him a warning. Thank you. Thank you very much. If you would have brought some schnapps, it would have been a better shiur. Okay, it'll be a tame shiur there. So the Beis Halevi explains, let's say the third witness is a monkey, the third witness is an ochri. So the Nesivis quotes from the Tumim, but there are six people where you don't apply Nimsechem Eidim Karapos. They're not called Eidim at all. So if the third one, you have three witnesses to tell the whole story, the third one says, I don't know anything about anything. Karab Apostle, because he can't accept his testimony. What, he's not Nechem Eidim? He says, I don't know anything about it. So even if he tells the whole story with all the details, but when it comes to Zman HaMakom, he says, Eini Yodea, the Beis Halevi says, the Rambam holds that's considered as if Chasa B'Gufish, as if he didn't tell the story at all. So that's why the Rambam paskins like the Mishnah, and he holds that it's not in contradiction to Rabbi Akiva's din of Nimsech HaKara. It means, the Loike Rabbi Akiva has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva's Shita, not that it's in disagreement. So that's the Beis Halevi explains, even in Dini Mominis, even if you should assume, according to the Rambam, that Eidish Iyati Ochel Azima is only apostles and apostles on the level of the Rais. It does not apply to Mominis on the level of the Rais. On the level of the Rabbanah, for sure, it doesn't apply. Once we're there, Mavatl, the need for Drish Machakira, so it's self understood. You don't need Eidish Iyati Ochel Azima. But the Diyun and Achrenim is on the level of the Rais. When you still did need, before they did away with the need for Drish Machakira, what would the din have been if you would have Eidish Iyati Ochel Azima by Mominis? So many Achronim hold the Rambam would say that it's kosher. It's only a din in the Nefashis for the purpose of Vim. So why is it, if he says Eini Yodea, why is it no good? So the Beis Halevi says, that's not. The Gemara didn't mean to say because Eidi Shiyati Yochel Azima, Risha V'Chakira, which can lead up to Hazama, that's considered Gufa Shaleidus. And if he says Eini Yodea, Chasa B'Guf Shaleidus, not because Eidi Shiyati Yochel Azima, but the Vedikas can never lead up to Hazama, so that's not so significant. So I say it's not Chasa B'Gufa Shaleidus. If he says Eini Yodea, that would be good. That's the famous Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi's pshat in the Rambam Shita. Yeah, there's just one more point that I'd like to bring out, and then we'll start the, then we'll finish the whole Gemara. Okay. Here, the Gemara said on the bottom of Ches Amud Aleph, Hocham Askina on the last two lines. First came Ula, then came Rabba. The first two of the eight pshat.
Or doesn't the disagree with the Beis Halevi? Does he agree that the Rishon Sekira still applies in the
Doesn't the Rambam disagree
with that Beis Halevi and says that it's only a din in onshin?
What's a din in onshin?
The Drisha of Hakira. Only a din in giving an onish. still applies even after the Ramavakula?
We're going to have to discuss that, Nadi Behuda. Well, we have to learn the Tesis first. Achesan and Benz. We'll discuss. We'll get to it. Okay. And the last two lines. We had the first two of the Pshatim, so the second one was Rabba, or Rabba, whoever. It says, the husband gathered together 23 Dayanim, he thought he was going to have a case of Dinei Nefashos. The Ivdar, and then they all scattered. Why did they scatter? Why did everybody disappear? And you only left with three. So he says, okay, but I should be Neman because Baal Shamar, Pesach, 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 Neman, Eiranim Terech, Pesudim, Absidim. That's how Rashi. So why Ivdar? Why did they all disappear? So the top Tesis on Amad Beis, trying to figure out why they disappeared. Ivdar, the third line. Ivdar, Machmas Oynes. Some goyim came and they're shooting, so they ran. Or Machmas Pachad, they're afraid of something. Tax collector came, whatever. Or the Hakpol Pnei HaMelech, the king was coming. Or the Medida Segla Rufa. Where the Arangafan, Medida Segla Rufa. What are they talking about, Medida Segla Rufa? So Tosfos picked this up from a Gemara. There's a Gemara later in the first Perek. Here's the Gemara. You dalet on the base. The Gemara has Toshma. The line begins about 13 lines from the top or so. The line begins. Where is it? You dalet on the base. The line begins with the word Toshma. But the Rosh Hashanah is Toshma. Mitzona base pagi the Himra lane. Base pagi is some location on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. The Zokamamri is only Chayv Misa if he paskins against the Bezdan Gadol if they gave their psak when they were sitting in the Lishkas Hagozes. That's how the pasuk reads. Ki yipal mim chadav ala mishpat. Dibei rivis b'sherecho. There's a machloikis among the Rabbanim which they can't resolve and it's causing friction. Dibei rivis b'sherecho. V'kamtav yaleis ala mokim ala mishan mokim gar. They have to go to Yerushalayim. And that's the question, what is ala mishan mokim gar? The Sanhedrin, the punishment of Misa for the Zakamam is only if the Psak of the Sanhedrin was issued when they were in their official location. Where is their official location supposed to be? So we'll have to learn the Mesichta. Is it Davka Lishka Sagosis? What's it? Chetzi Bakodesh or Chetzi Bachol? Half of the Lishka Sagosis had Kedusha Sazora, so they couldn't sit there. The Bezna had to sit in the other half. That was Chetzi Bachol. It wasn't Chol, Chetzi Baharabais. It's not Chol Chol, but Harabais. So that means Malam Shambakum Gur means Lishka Sagozes, or Malam in maybe any place in the Harabais is good, maybe any place in Yerushalayim is good. But Chutzalayim for sure is not acceptable. Chutzalayim for sure. That's called Beis Pagi. Beis Pagi is not a name of a location. Tosfos says Beis Pagi, like the Gemara has in the first Perek in Bava Metzia, Chamor or Beis Pageho. Beis Pageho means with the Chamor, with the saddle and with the bridle, the things that are attached to the Chamor is called Beis Pageho. So Beis Pagi means something, location attached to Yerushalayim, some location on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. But it's chutz, it's not in a Bayit V'gan, it's Beis Pagi of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the Iratika, the Mokum that has Kedushas Yerushalayim, that you can eat Maisha Sheni and Kochim Kalim there. So Mitzvah on Beis Pagi, if the Zokh Mamre meets up with all the 71 members of the Beis Nagol, they're all in Bayit V'gan, they're out, Bar Mitzvah, Shever Brachas, whatever, they're here. And they gave him a psak v'him ra'aleim, and he paskins against them. He says, "Zokem mam, he paskins against them." Yochel tei hamras hamras, he chayv nisa. Tamlam v'kaltem alisa, v'amrochem alam v'shamrochem ger. So this is not if he's based pagi chusham. It's not the mokum. What is the mokum? So that you have to research. Is it Yerushalayim? Is it Harbais? Or is it Davke Lishkas Hagozes? So the Gemara wants to know the nafik kama. How many members of the Beis Nagodol are attending the Sheva Brachas in Bayit V'gan? Several of them, 25 members of the Beis Nagodol, and all the others are still there in the Lishkas Hagozes. So maybe they agree with it. Of course he's not Chayv Misa because he spoke to 25 of them. Maybe those that were there in Lishkas Hagozes would say like him. So you can't say it's Chayv. Maybe those left behind inside the office, maybe they agree with it. All 71 members left the Lishkas Hagozes, and they're all there at this chasana. Why did they leave the Lishkas Hagozes? At night. The chasana was at night. All day long they have to sit in Lishkas Hagozes. The Gemara says they used to sit till late in the afternoon. The Rambam quotes Rama quotes all the Tosefta's, the two differences between Bez Nagadol and all the other Batidinim. Bez Nagadol meets 7 days a week, even Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it's the Koilel of Klal Yisrael. Koilel is supposed to meet Shabbos and Yom Tov also. We mentioned the Chassam Sofer gave a shiur every day of the year except for Tisha B'Av. He gave a shiur on Yom Kippur also, and say the Avodas Hayom, Alel Yom Kippur. So the Bez Nagadol is supposed to meet every single day of the year, probably except for Tisha B'Av also. Tisha B'Av is Man HaBayis. Maybe they didn't observe Tisha B'Av as Man HaBayis. It's a historical question. Did they fast on Tisha B'Av as Man HaBayis? It's a machlokes achronim in Shulchan Aruch, whether you say Nizmah L'Soid on Tisha B'Av. They quote that in Josephus, I think it says that they did fast. Josephus was a general in the Jewish army, it was Man HaBayis. I think he writes that, Rav Zevin quotes, I think that he writes that they did fast on Tisha B'Av. So, achronim have a machlokes. They didn't know anything about Josephus, Hashayma. So the Rambam writes, the Bez Nagadol meets every single day, and their hours are much longer. They learn deep into the afternoon, because they're supposed to be the Koilel, international Koilel. So the other Batidinim are not, don't represent the Koilel. They only meet on a day that they are done, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Dorim, so they don't meet. And even the other days when they are done, like the court doesn't meet all day long. They call it quits at 2:30 in the afternoon. The courts are already dismissed. That's why when you have a trial, it takes forever, because the court is always dismissing early. They call it quits early. So what was the Gemara's question? Mitzvah and baseball. Gemara wants to know, how do they have the right to leave the Shechar Gosses? At night they leave. They don't stay all day and all night. They go home. So there was a chasen at one night and bayit v'gan in a hall. I don't know why it's Akasha. So the Gemara wants to know, did they leave with Dvar Hashus? Mi Motzenapke? Are they permitted to leave in the middle of the day? Not supposed to leave. Aksiv, Sharech, Akanas, Ayachsa, Mozeg. Even when some members of the Bez Nagadol want to go to the Beis HaKisei, they want to go to Davin Mincha, they want to go to a Chasana, Bar Mitzvah, whatever, but they have to make sure that they leave a lot of members behind. The Pshita, the Dvar Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Hechidami, what Dvar Mitzvah is there that all the 71 members of the Bez Nagadol had to leave for? They're supposed to be in Lishon HaGadol. Gemara says, it must be the Medida Segla Rufa, and it goes like the Tana Bleza Ben Yankefi, Yom HaKudas HaNer Meinu. Marcus, how many members of the Bez Nagadol? It says in Chumash, Ki Matzi Cholo Bo Adama. Cholo means a person was murdered. A Jewish person was murdered in Eretz Yisrael. They measured to the closest cities, and the city that's closest has to bring an Egla Rufa. So who does the measuring? It says, V'yotzei zekenecha b'shavtecha, members of the Bez Nagadol have to go. So that's a machloikas satanaim. How many members? 3 members of Bez Nagadol, 5 members, or all 71 members? Rabbi Blazer Meyanki beholds that all 71 members of the Bez Nagadol have to go for the purpose of Medida Segla Rufa. So that's what the Gemara. So Tesis is raising a question. The husband gathered the Tesis on the top of Chesam and Beis. They're explaining the Gemara in the last line on Chesam and Aleph, the Ivdur. The husband gathered together Sanhedrin of 23, Tmim Kabbalatis of Adin and Foshes. He has witnesses who are going to testify his wife is Chai Misa. And then the 20 ran away. Where did they live there? Where did they disappear to? Why aren't they here? So Tosis says, Machmas Oynes, Machmas Pachad, L'Hakbol Pnei HaMelech, or L'Medida Segla Rufa. Dina Segla Rufa, you don't take members of a Sanhedrin of 23. You take members of a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. The din is not correct. But the Balei HaTosis, the Marshal has a, in the Chuvus Marshal, he has a lashon that the Balei HaTosis used to know all of Shas and used to play with all of Shas like people play ball. He throws a Gemara here, he throws a Gemara back. What he do with this Gemara, what he do with that Gemara, there's a legend, they say it's not true. There's a legend that the Balei HaTosis, that the Ri, when he had his yeshiva, he had 71 students. We had 60 students, there are 60 mesichtas, and each student was an expert in one mesichta. So whatever he was giving a shiur on, so they would ask kashas from all over everybody. So they say, they don't think any of the Balei HaTosis had a yeshiva with 60 students. They had very small yeshivas. There weren't so many Jews, and they weren't there. The villages were so tiny. They had villages that barely had a minyan. There were villages where there's only one Jewish family. On Gantz and Negoshe village, there weren't so many Jews. During the Crusades, they killed so many, they wiped out so many Jewish communities, but there weren't so many people in those Jewish communities, not like by the Nazis. There were millions of Jews all over the place in Poland and in Europe and everything. During the Crusades, there weren't so many Jews. So they say the Avnei Nezer, when the Avnei Nezer gave shir, he used to give shir from 6 hours a day. After breakfast, he would start a Gemara. Then he had charifim, he had the biggest, the sharpest heads in Poland, and everybody started shooting kashas from all over Shas, and they would work it out together. That's how they described the Avnei Nezer shir. But to say that that's how the Ri gave the shir, that's questionable, whether he really had 60 students. And each student knew. So Tesis is trying to figure out over here that they're referring you to the Gemara, Yud Dalam and Beis. The Gemara is trying to figure out Yud Dalam and Beis. Why did all the members of the Beis not go to this Beis? The Gemara says, oh, Medidas Egla Rufa. So Tesis means like over there. But over here, the members of the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel don't go to Medidas Egla Rufa. They're raising a similar question to what the Gemara raised, and Tesis says, look over there. You can't just assume that they just disappeared. You have to have a good reason why they. The Dvarim Shuas, they're not going to disappear. That means Bechuvim. It's Lav Davke what they say. It means Bechuvim. Okay, so good. So far we did 7 interpretations of the Machlokes Ramei and Chacham. And then the 8th interpretation, the last one, we started a little bit, it's on Tesam and Beis, about 7-8 lines from the top. Yiboyiseima, the line begins with the word Eidim. Yiboyiseima, and you can say, if you want, you can give another suggestion. Where is there room to have a machlokes hatanoim? Whether an eshes ish is in, so is chayv misa or not. So you must, there are things to argue about. Kogon des kachsh b'bedikas lo es kachsh b'chakiris. Kom efligi v'flug de ben zakeh v'rabonim. It's a chiddush. The Mishnah never said that the Chachamim disagree with ben zakeh. The Gemara here says that the Chachamim disagree with ben zakeh. It could be they only disagree with the uktzel dak and uktzel gassin. It could be that they would agree with him that a hakosha in bedikas, if it's begod of levanim or begod of shchorim, could be that that's a more obvious hakosha in bedikas. Maybe that's expecting too much. Maybe that's expecting too much from the witnesses. Maybe that's what they wouldn't accept. What Rabbi Yechman Zakeh said. Fine. Gemara said maybe that's a machlokes. It's not. I said, but a mezak book zitain. That's the end of the Gemara. Fine. Okay. So Bulineda, we're going to have to learn. There's a lot of important Tosfos in here. Tosfos has a lot to say, starting from Chesam and Aleph Maitzi Shemra till the bottom of Tesam and Beis. Every Tosfos has something very important. Okay, but right now we got to do Chazor. So we shall start from the beginning. Fine. What time is it now? We still have some time. Okay. So the Mishnah starts off. Dinin Mamonis Bishloisha. So this is already a chiddush. If you have a shayla in this of a heter, you don't have to go to a bezin. You go to a mora hara. You have a shayla of an aguna. You go to a mora hara. The mora hara may be afraid. He may be miyirei hara. May be afraid to paskan on the yom. They may say here, Rav Chaim Moshe and other gedolim. They would say he's only mekel if another 2 gedolei hara will agree with him. Okay, but strictly speaking, there's no din that you need a bezin of shloshah l'moshel. Whoever is posulatus is posulat dayanus as well. So kroivim are posulatus, so kroivim are posul to serve as dayanum. A kroivim posul, let's say, to pasanan an aguner. It's this person's sister, or this person's daughter. This moira, his sister, his daughter is an aguner. He's allowed to paskan on sister, his daughter. How can he paskan on kroivim? But he can't be a member of a bezin. So the answer is, a bezin paskans on the case, and the case is closed after they paskan. Moira Haro doesn't really paskin on this case. He listens to all the facts, and he says in abstract, if such a case should come up, it did come up, that's it, under his nose now, but he doesn't really paskin on the case. He says in abstract, if such a case should come up, the halacha should be like this. So he's not really a korev. It happens that his sister is an aguda, but he's not saying a psak on her case. A bezin says a psak on the case. Mominus and the fascists, they paskin on the case. There's a din. Where's that pasuk in Masay? I think it's in Parshas Masay. Lo yumas haritzach adom dolaf nei hoidol amishpat. Rashi and Bava Kama writes based on that pasuk. That's how you know. En gomer dinu shalod the mele b'fonu. Adom dolaf nei hoidol amishpat. The ritzach has to be present in the presence of the bezin. There's a din, Kabbalah say this has to be b'fnei baldin. That's a different thing. Lord b'volov. Yom b'alashav yam and asher. So Kabbalah say this b'fnei baldin is the psikim mishpatim, Lord b'volov. How do you know you have to have b'adin b'fonov? So b'adin b'fonov, Rashi and Bava Kama, Daf Mem Hei, says based on the pasuk, Aram de lefnei de la mishpat. So there's a machlokes in choshe mishpat. Does that apply to din in nefashas? Does that apply only to din in nefashas? Does it apply to din in mamonis as well? For example, let's say we went to the local bez and they listened to all the facts of the case and they have a shaila. What's the din? They have a certain aspect. What's the din? They don't know to be machriya. So they send a letter to the bigger bezin, to the bezin agor. Send a letter to the Ramo, or they send a letter to the Marsham, or to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, whatever they send. So it says, the lower bezin doesn't know, they should send a letter to the bezin agor. And then what? So the bezin agor gives a psak shaloi bifnei badin, but they didn't live here. They don't live in Kroken. So the bezin's going to pass on shaloi bifnei badin, or the bezin sends a letter to the local bezin, and he tell them what the din is. Then the local bezin gives a psak b'fanav. So that's a machlokes in chosh mishpat, where the gemardin b'fanav is only needed in din and nefashah, so it even applies in mamre. So some achrein, some machlokes in achrein. How do you read the gemara? That's a gemara. That's a gemara later in Sanhedrin. If the local bezin can't figure out the din, then they send a letter to the bezin agadol, and then what? So they paskin shalev if they baldin, or they send a psak and the local bezin paskin. So what's that shayla? So some hold every bezin has to paskim b'fnei badin because the psak is chala on the balei dinim. The psak is on this particular case. It has to be b'fnei badin. Mammon is on nefashis. And others say no, that by nefashis, when the bez makes it mardin, they declare him as the gabri ketilom. The hahar goein and eragolov. If someone's going to kill, you're not allowed to, after the bezin makes it mardin, so the din is yad ha'edim tiyah b'obri shayla. The edim is supposed to administer the misin bezin. And it's supposed to give the correct mises bezin, whether skiva, sreifa, whatever it's supposed to be. But what if bezin made a gmardin, and then some guy who never liked this fellow comes in and he shoots him? Because he hates him. He doesn't shoot him because of the mises bezin. He shoots him because he hates him. So the Mishnah said that he's not chayv mis, because after bezin makes a gmardin, l'misa, the fellow is considered a gabrik til. He's still, the gabrik til is still chayv to dam mincha today. They didn't kill him yet. He's still mechayev to like tefillin. If he didn't like tefillin today, he's still alive, the Gemara says, but he has, with respect to very few dinim, there's a very, less than the fingers on one hand. Adavala Soloveitchik has an essay in a Sefer on the Rambam, how many halachas are there that gabrik tila changes the din? It's a very few. One is the chiv misa retzeh. If a person murders someone who's a gabrik tila, so you're not chayev misa. There aren't too many more. Then the din, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life as he's a gabrik tila. Two dinim, that's all. Are there any more dinim? See, he doesn't have too many more. So some hold that these halachi nidig mardim mefana learned out from the pasuk haram delef neidla mishpat only applies to nefashis, because by nefashis they make him into a gabrik tila. So it's as if the psak din, the gmardin lemisa, is the tchilas ha'oinesh. So he has to be there to be manishim. You're not going to be manishim long distance. It doesn't apply to Mamon. It could be, it wouldn't apply even to Malkus. He's not a Gabra Lokui. When Bezna makes a Gmadin for Malkus, not a Gabra Lokui. It's a question how far you go. So there's a major difference. That's it's Yodua. It's Yodua psychologically. If the Dayan paskins for the butcher that the Behema is an Avela or a Trefa and he has a $5,000 loss, he's not going to be angry at the rabbi. The rabbi is saying, oh, but what it says in Yeruday. But if there's a $5 din Torah, and I lose the din Torah, and the rabbi favored the other guy, I'm never going to forgive the rabbi. Why he paskin against me? I told you the story. This woman would call me every couple of months and curse me on the telephone because I paskin against her, and it didn't Torah. Till the day she died, she was angry. Then she wound up her brother. Her brother used to call me on the phone and curse me also. Okay. She should be well in the Olam HaEmes, and he should be well in Borough Park. Fine, they should all live Arichas Yamin. So why is that so? Why is it, if Balabas only lost $5 in the Din Torah, he'll never forgive the rabbi. And if the butcher lost $5,000 in the slaughterhouse because the Rav Paskin said it's a Leila Trefa, he's not going to be angry at the Rav who Paskin. So they quote from the Rebbe of Yonis and Abishitz that he said the psychology is, I'm not so angry that I lost $5,000. I'm angry that my enemy won it. Why the other tzad? I don't get along with Shimon, so Reuven is angry. Why they favored his enemy? That's what Rabbi Yonis and Abishit said. And Rav Soloveitchik said, B'shem Rav Chaim, he thinks that it's a different explanation. Because in Issa the Hethi, you didn't really paskin on his cow. You paskin an abstract. If such a cow should happen to exist that has such a sirch on the lungs, it'll be a trefa. And if such an act of shechita should happen, it'll be an avela. But you never really paskin on his case. Mashani can it didn't tell you, he paskin on his case. That's the aloha. Let's say the bezin issue, you have a bezin, the ktsois and the nesivas have many disagreements. Let's say they went to a bezin of the ktsois and they gave a psak din and a din tur. If they would have gone to the nesivas, he would have given a different psak. He wrote in the sefer, he would have given a different psak. So after they go to the ktsois, can they go to the nesivas and have him paskin differently? So the Gemara says, no, beidina basa beidina loy daki. Once, that's the Gemara in the end, he revomits, beidina basa beidina loy daki. And it's quoted in Chosh Mishpat in this sense. Once Bezdin gives a psak on the case, no other Bezdin has the ability to open the case and give a different psak. Unless you can convince the first Bezdin that they absolutely made a mistake, then the psak was an error. You're going to have to learn that later. What's the din of Torah La Mishnah, Torah B'Shikol Adas? But the Tzoyis didn't make a mistake. The Tzoyis thinks the din is like this. The Sivis thinks the din is like this. A lot of times you can't really prove who's right and who's wrong over there. So if you would have gone to the Sivis in the first place, he would have paskin the way he thinks is correct. But you went to the Ktzois and he gave a psak. So once a bezin gave a psak, the case is closed, and the Gemara has that expression, Beidina bas Beidina loy daki. Alei the bezin can't open up the case again. Beidina bas Beidina loy daki. So this is a chiddush to begin with. Dinim amanus b'shlosha. Then when it comes to dinim amanus, at least the Torah recommends that you shouldn't go to Hayras Chacham. The Torah says you have three times a leif. You should have a bezin, and the psak should be issued on the case.
Why should the fact that in Dine Nefash is better, declaring the nidon to be a gabra katila, more of a reason that you need the nidon in front of the bezin?
I think the fact that we consider him a gabra katila means that when the bezin issues the psak, you are chayiv misa, that's the tchilas kiyum ha'oinish. So when you manage somebody, so it makes more sense, he has to be in your presence when you manage him. True, let's say someone, the bezin put somebody in cherem nidah, he doesn't have to be fun of, and the cherem and the nidah in the shamt is a curse that the guy should drop dead. And if and when he dies, so it says in Yerudea that the relatives don't observe avelas, because we consider him like harugi bezin, because we attribute his death to the curse of the bezin. So that is an oinish when they put someone in cherem and nidah in shamta. Shamta in Gemara says that the word shom misa, that's an act of death, that they're killing him. So you can put someone in shamta even shalei b'fan. True. And maybe that's the gzeres hakasav. Aram delefnei de la mishpat that you need a gemar din and nefashas only. Maybe even malchus not and mammon is not. Maybe all the other things not. Only in nefashas, because the gemar din is the tchilas kim oinish. So it has to be b'fan of. Yeah. Indeed, if I know I'm chayiv the money, there's nothing to debate, so I should pay the money on my own. There's no mitzvah to go to bezin if there's no suffix. If I know I'm chayiv, I'm chayiv. When it comes to knas, though, kefil dala beher, innisim afatim, when it comes to knas, that we learned Sulis last year, so there's a Taisus there, and there's a Bir Agro in Bava Kama, shows a Babli like that, there's a Kvotei Rishalmi. Afilu bebalotzi sidei shamayim, you don't accomplish anything by paying knas before Hamad Abedin. You have to have a Hamad Abedin. Because Knas is an Onesh. And a self-imposed Onesh is not called an Onesh. You have to have, the Bezin has to pass on that is Chai. Once Bezin pass on Chai, if I can make out the check, I can pay on my own. You don't say I have to refuse it, and Bezin has to take the money from my pocket, and I have to have a tug of war. I have to fight with them. As long as Bezin gave up Psak, so that's considered an Onesh, I'll pay Bezin. But if I'm going to pay on my own without Igmar Din from the Bezin, then it's not considered a self-imposed onish, is not an onish. That's why afilu bebalotzi sidei shamayim, by knas, it doesn't make sense to pay. Fine, so that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara right away raises a question in the Mishnah. It said dinim amanus b'shlosh, then it has gzeres v'chavalus b'shlosh. Gzeres v'chavalus is one type of dinim amanus. So what's the chiddush over here? Once it says all dinim amanus b'shlosh, so it's self-understood. Gzeres v'chavalus is an example of dinim amanus b'shlosh. Mar says, no, it's a different shlosha. Dini mamanis b'shlosha means, or just malvos is good enough shlosha. Adyaitis. Zelus achavolus is shlosha mumcha. So the Gemara says, where did we get this from? How do you know that you need shlosha mumcha by zelus achavolus? The Gemara says, because, so the Gemara had a machlex of Yoshia and Rabbi Yonison. Where was that? Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonison? Here. Here it is, the top of Gimel on the base, the fourth line from the top. Shlosha min olot. What's the mock and the chumash that you need shlosha smuch? The word Elohim, when it's Kodesh, means HaKodesh Baruch Hu. When it's Chol, it refers to Dayanim. Reina saticha Elohim lefar, v'ayin achicha yeh neviyach. Elohim lefar means a Dayan, a Shefet. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Dayan then. But here it says, v'nikam bal bais elu Elohim, ad Elohim yavad darshne, Moshe Hashin Elohim, Mishalam Shalami, all three are Loshon Chol. So you add them up. You add up, it says three times Elohim, Achleik Sad Yosha and Bionison. Well, you add up two, and the third one is needed because they're in Beit Meshokel. Or you add all three, and you don't hold main Beit Meshokel. There is no such thing. But you establish that you need three smuch, and the word Elohim means a Dayan who has smicha. What is smicha? Ish mit piish. And Moshe Rabbeinu, smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara later in the first Perek. The Gemara says they both have to be in Eretz. So the one is conferring the smicha, one is receiving the smicha. They both have to be in Eretz. Now, see if in the Gemara they didn't give smicha shalai b'fana. Otherwise, what's all discussion whether they both have to be? Means the one is conferring smicha, the one is receiving is on the other side of the border. No, he's in a different city. He lives in Chutzlar. So the Gemara says they both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. What kind of halacha is this from the mitzvah satliyas b'aretz? It's an agricultural mitzvah. Smicha has something to do with agriculture. The halacha only recognizes only recognizes the significance of agriculture in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam explains in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Bechoris and Daf Chav Tes, Mishnah says there was a story where Reb Tarfon once made a mistake in Psak. He declared that an animal was a trefa, ve'chiluhu leklovim, and they fed it to the dogs. And then they told Reb Tarfon that animal is not a trefa. They used to do this surgery on the animals all the time in Egypt. And the animals lived on to they lived on to ripe old age. That doesn't make it into a trefa. He made a mistake. So he said, wow, holcha chamorcha tarfin. I'm going to have to pay to make good. I gave a wrong psak and I was mapsa the guy mamin. So they told him, no, potarato, because you have reshus from desin. So reshus, netilus reshus means something else. But the Rama writes over there all about smicha. He shouldn't have written it there. He should have written it here. He writes it here too, in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Sanhedrin. But why he writes it there is problematic. So kapanim, it's written in the wrong place. But what does he say? So the Rambam writes there that smicha yish min piyish and Moshe Rabbeinu has to be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. He gives a reason why, which the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't give a reason. He says the reason why is because only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered klal Yisrael, the tzibur. The Jews who live in Chutz Lords are considered like yechidim. That's the Lashon HaGemara in Titus at the end of the first parak. The Gemara said this is a Talamata season is coming up. And Eretz Yisrael, it's today. Today is Zayin Cheshvan. When was Rosh Chodesh? Wednesday? Tuesday? Wednesday last week? I think in Eretz Yisrael, they start saying Talamata last night. Today is Zayin Cheshvan. So in Eretz Yisrael, they say Talamata on Zayin Cheshvan. The Chutz Lord, they say December 4th. So the Gemara says, what if a Yochid needs rain for some reason or another? He needs rain in the middle of the summer. You should say the same Talamata. Should he say it in Baruch Aleinu or in Shema Kaleinu? So Gemara says, you only say Talamata in Baruch Aleinu if the Tzibur needs rain. If a Yochid needs rain, let him add Bakoshes in Shema Kaleinu. So then the Gemara says, what if you have an Ir Gedolah Kininveh? You have tens of thousands of Jews living in the city Ninveh, and they all need rain now for some reason or another. In the middle of the summer, would you say the same Talamata in Baruch Aleinu? And Gemara says, no. Afilu Ir Gedolah Kininveh. All the Jews who live in Chutz Lortz are kichidim domo. Only the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are considered a tzibah. Them it's starved to a tzibah. Jews in Chutz Lortz are considered kichidim. So that's the question. So why do you say the same Talamot and Baruch Aleinu starting December 4th? If everybody's kichidim. So good the kasha, a very strong kasha. But that's the Loshon HaGemara. So the Rambam doesn't quote that Gemara. He quotes another Gemara that says something similar. The Gemara says he quotes a Gemara in Hoirius, the beginning of Hoirius. Harius is a din of parhel. Starts off with the institution of parhelam davashel tzibur. If the Bez Nagodol made a mistake in Psak, they said a certain kind of chelav is mutter, and a certain kind of dam is mutter, and a certain malach on Shabbos is mutter. Then they realize they made a mistake, and it's really awesome, and it's too late. They already roiv hatzibur, the majority of the Jewish community, majority of Klal Yisrael, violated avera based on the mistake in Psak of the Bez Nagodol. So the Torah has a special din. Bez Nagodol has to bring a parhel and davashel tzibur, special chatos. And the yechidim are not mechuyev to bring a chatos. Everybody gets a kapor with this chatos that they bring. Paran Rav Shel Tzibri. Did it ever happen in the history of the world? Could be that it ever happened. But it's at least it's on the books and the Chumash and the Mishnah. It's a whole perek. First perek in Harius that such a thing officially is there's a possibility. So the Gemara says on this far-fetched din, you have to have a unanimous vote that it does not go to. When you got to have a unanimous vote, 71 Jews are going to agree to the same thing. How can it be? I said, oh, but they say from Rabbi Yehutna. They said, the Gemara tells that there was a Moifes when Talmai HaMelech, who lived in Alexandria, wanted the Tanakh translated into Greek. So he invited all the 72 members of the Sanhedrin. Since when are there 72 members? Okay, Tosfos talks about. He invited all the 72 members of the Sanhedrin to come to Alexandria, put them all in 72 different rooms, and each one translated Tanakh, and they changed, they didn't give a literal translation. They all made the same shinuyim without consultation with each other, and a whole bunch of psukim, 10 or 20 psukim, they give a different translation. So everybody thinks, what a miracle, he had them sitting in 72 different rooms. So they say, Rabbi Hutman said, it would have been a bigger miracle if they would have been in the same room and they would have all agreed. That would have been a bigger miracle. There were 72 different rooms. That's not such a miracle. Bigger miracle if they would all be together. So the Gemara says the whole far-fetched institution of Parhal and Davashal Tzibar, even if it never happened, but on the books there is such a rule, so we don't believe in infallibility of the Bez Nagol. Bez Nagol can make mistakes, Moshe Rabbeinu can make mistakes. The one who doesn't make any mistakes is the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom never makes any mistakes. So the Gemara says there, you only bring the Pahal and Avashal Tzibah if Reiv HaTzibah violated the Issa Koris. Reiv HaTzibah, Eitchela, Veidam, Eit Chomis, Bet Pesach, by mistake, because of the mistaken Pesach of the Bez Nagol. So the Gemara says, Behoiro, when you're calculating whether you have 51% or not, Aloch HaCharov Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, you only consider those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. Because they're called Kohol. The Jews who live in Chutz La'aretz are Yechidim, and only those who live in Eretz Yisrael are Kohol. And the word Kohol appears in Chumash, in the connection with the din of Parham Dovah Tzatzim, it says, V'nelum Dovah Me'eni HaKohol. And the Pasuk says, in Malachim, that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first place of Migdash, everybody came to celebrate Kohol Gadol, Malabo Chadmos, Anachem Mitzrayim, for the northernmost point in Eretz Yisrael, to the southernmost point in Eretz Yisrael, all the Jews came. So the Gemara said, you see, that it's only called Kohol, you only refer to the Jewish people as Kohol, for those who live in Eretz Yisrael.
Why is Smicha din in Yichal Yisrael and Kohol?
Right. So the Rambam writes a Chiddush, he says, the same reason applies to Smicha. Can only confer smicha in Eretz Yisrael because smicha is not a private affair. It's not that I have smicha yish bin piyish and Moshe Rabbeinu. I got smicha from my Rebbe, and I have the right to transmit the smicha to my Talmud. No, the Rambam says the one is conferring smicha is giving b'shem kol Yisrael. Maybe it's based on the pasuk. Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out maybe it's based on the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. I think when HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs Moshe Rabbeinu, he should give smicha to Yeshua. Samach v'siyotcha olav. Vitzivisa also li'einayim. You should give him the smicha in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael. Vitzivisa also li'einayim. And the Sridi Yesh has a tshuva like this. He speaks about what smicha used to be, Bizman HaGemar, what smicha is, Bizman HaZeh, totally different concept. So he points out, the Gemara in the end of the first parak tells about Rabbi Yudah ben Bova that he wanted to confer smicha, but the Romans had made a gzeira that you're not allowed to give smicha. And they said, whoever is going to confer smicha, we'll put him to death and we'll kill all the people who live in that city. But he felt compelled he has to give smicha. So he picked out a location in the middle of the desert that's far away from all the cities. Didn't want to put anybody else's life in danger. And he gave smicha to five or six tanoim. And then the Romans caught him and they put him to death. So Makshim Ha'olam, why did he have to give the smicha in public? You should give smicha privately. And then he gave in shul. There are a lot of people who have smicha. You don't know how smicha doesn't have smicha. Just because he went to the yeshiva, maybe he left after college. Who says he learned that another couple of years to the next smicha? So he said, this Sridi Yesh says, you see from that story in the Gemara, smicha is supposed to be conferred in a public fashion because the smicha is b'shem kol Yisrael. It's not just that this rabbi has the right, a private smicha, he's giving smicha to some. No such thing as a private smicha. Smicha is supposed to be given b'shem kol Yisrael. So the Rambam understands, and the Pirush HaMishnah is Simchers and Daf Chavtes, that's the reason why we require Eretz Yisrael for the smicha. The Avnei Nezer is a collection of tshuvas and Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch and Orechaim. There are two chalakim, Aleph and Beis. So Chelik Beis begins with Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So the first two tshuvas in Chelik Beis, Orechaim, deal with Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibrah Shana, And he points you to the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It says in Kuf Nun Gimel. I don't remember, if you ask me all the other mitzvahs, which they are, I wouldn't remember. But Kuf Nun Gimel stands out of my mind, because when we were learning Sanhedrin, Absalavich, he read, there's a long Ramban there. So he read the Ramban line by line in class, he was giving comments on it. So this is Mitzvah Sesu Kuf Nun Gimel, I think, where the Rambam counts as one, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashana. The Ramban thinks that the Halachas Gedolos counts these as two mitzvahs. One is Kiddush HaChodesh, one is Ibra Hashana. And the Rambam thinks that it's one mitzvah. Kviyas Haluach is one mitzvah. So the Rambam there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibra Hashana, he quotes the Gemara, Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibra Hashana has to take place in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to do it in the Chutzlah. So the Rambam says, why? Because all the Jews that live in Chutz Lorets are considered Yechidim. And Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibra Hashana, Kviyas Haluach has to be done by Klal Yisrael. And then the Rambam adds on a line, and the way it's translated. The Sefer HaMitzvah was written in Arabic, and we use a Hebrew translation. I don't know Arabic. So in the translation it says, and if one could imagine Chas V'Sholom, that there wouldn't be any Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, that would mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu violated his promise, his Havtocha. He promised, not only did he promise that the Jewish people will never be wiped out, there will always be survivors, he promised that Klal Yisrael will always exist. So if there are no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, there are millions of Jews living all over the world, then Klal Yisrael doesn't exist. You have to have Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban disagrees with that Rambam. That's one of the many things the Ramban disputes there. He claims, based on the Gemara Shabbos, that there were 52 years where there was zero, there were no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael at all, after Churban Bais Rishon. But the Rambam understood otherwise. It means there were hardly any Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam insists, if there are no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, then Klal Yisrael doesn't exist, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu violated his Havtocha, the Klal Yisrael would always exist. So the Avnei Nezer, in his Tshuva, puts together the Pirush HaMishnayos. I would never have heard of that Pirush HaMishnayos. I don't sit and read Pirush HaMishnayos. It's not right. We should read Pirush HaMishnayos. But I don't sit and read Pirush HaMishnayos. But the Avnei Nezer did. So the Avnei Nezer puts together the Pirush HaMishnayos and Bechoras and Daf Chav Tes. And the Ram, I wouldn't have remembered that Ram. I would remember the Ramban, because Rav Soloveitchik spent a lot of time on the Ramban, Mitzvah of Kufnim. I wouldn't remember the Ramban. But the Avnei Nezer remembered everything. He was a genius. He says, he puts together the Ramam and Mitzvah of Kufnim Gimel with the Ramam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. They say the same thing, the same as what the Gemara said by Talamotu. All the Jews are living Chutz Lortz. Even here, Gedola can innovate with it. Tens of thousands of Jews. Kichidim Domo. It's only considered a tziruf of Klal Yisrael, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a concept of smicha, and we learn that from the psukim, the machlekes of Yosher Rabbi Yenison. You learn that from the psukim that you need three smuchim to be done gzeilus lachavos. Okay, you need three smuchim. Is this from the Midrash HaTorah that Yosher Rabbi sounds like a balatur? You add up how many times the word Elohim appears. You come up with a number. So that's not a balatur. The Gemara says that's how you establish how many defanis you need for the sukkah. Basukas, basukas, basukas. That's how you establish how many zrikas you need likuva by korban chatz, because it says karnas, karnas, karnos. That's how one Tana claims that's how you establish that there are lamates of his malachas. And you chayv lamates chatos. If you violated all lamates, you chayv lamates chatos, chilut malachas. Why? Because he looked through the chumash from the beginning to the word, from the beginning to the end. So the one time it says in Masech Hashem, it says the word malocha, malachta, maleches appears 39 times. It's a problem. It appears more than 39 times. So there must be some klal, which ones you count, which ones you don't count. So that's a big machlokes, the Rishonim and Achrayim, the Feinayim at the end of Erevin. I think talks about it a little bit. It's called Bo Cheshbon. He has a paragraph, Bo Cheshbon. Let's try to calculate which ones we are counting, which ones we don't count. Rabbi Mendel Kasha has Dibre Menachem. His name was Menachem Mendel Kasha, so he has Svarim on Orachayim, where he has interesting essays. So he has an essay on the Lamates of his Malachas. He quotes all the different opinions from the Rishonim. What's the guiding principle? There are more than 39 psukim there where it says Malacha, Malachta, Malachas. So what do you count? What don't you count? Okay, there's a whole discussion. So this is considered, or it says pre, how does it say? Anaf eight obis. How do you know that you need three hadasim? There's machlokes atanaim. Whether you need one or three. So the chatchila, we need three. We require three. If you only have one, you should shake without a bracha. Why should any tana say that you need three? It says anaf. Anaf is in the singular. It doesn't say anfei, because the word appears three times. Anaf, eight of us. So because there are three words, so that leads one tana to insist that you need three, a minimum of three hadas. So this is apparently a legitimate midrash atar and adreshes, man. This is not listed. Before Baruch Shama, you have in the Siddur, Yugal Nimesh Atar and Adreshes, man. So this is a midrash that appears, Basukas, Elohim three times, and Karnas, and Malocha Malachto. You have it a lot of places, and Anaf Eitzavis. There are many midrash atar and adreshes, man, that are not listed over there. This is one of the many, that if you have the same word repeated many times, so it's one of the midrash is that you add it up. Well, how do you know that there were Sheva Chakiris? So the Gemara is going to say later, because the Derashta of Chakarta of Shalta, and another person with the Derashta of Chakarta, you add it up, it adds up to seven. So also, you're adding up how many times the word Derashta of Chakarta appears, and you come up with a number of seven. So that's Kaveh Al-Allah. Fine. So we know that you need Shlosha Smuchim for Gzelus Achavolus. The original psukim of three times Elohim, or two times Elohim, and Ein Bezman Shokol, is by Gzelus Vahavavos. Yeah. What about Hoidos Vahavos? What exactly is the difference in definition between Gzelus Vahavos as opposed to Hoidos Vahavos? Rav Soloveitchik gave a definition. I just remember Mendel Zaks was not happy. He didn't think that that was the correct shot. But he didn't tell us what he just saw Gzelus Vahavos, right? But he didn't give it any other definition. Rav Soloveitchik thought, he said, there's a Me'iri in Bava Kama on Daf Ayin on the base that he pulled out. He had a Bikias, but he didn't have a dripping Bikias to know every Tosis and every Daf and Shas. He had a Bikias in Inyanim. I remember once Rav Soloveitchik was trying to find a Gemara somewhere. So he was looking in the Gemara Gittin. He didn't remember what the Gemara was Amud Aleph or Amud Beis. I usually remember, oh, it's a fat daf on Amud Beis. He didn't remember Amud Aleph on Beis. He said, oh no, it's before this topic. Then he goes, no, it's after that topic. He knew what it's before. He knew the Gemara is in order, but he didn't remember what the page looked like. It's a different kind of memory. So when we were learning this daf, Sanhedrin, so he said, what's the definition? He always insisted you have to give definitions. When we learned Gittin, so the first day he said, give me a definition of a shtar. He thought it was crazy. What do you mean definition of a shtar? No, you got to have a precise definition. So he chiseled out a definition. So here he said, what's the definition of Gzelus Achavolus as opposed to Hados Vavolus? He said, the Me'iri has, from the Chachmei Provence, and Bava Kama Dafayin on the base, that there is a principle of Komlei B'dirab Mine, if a person is Chayiv Misa and Momen simultaneously, B'idno, B'lasachas, he's only Chayiv the Misa, he doesn't have to pay the Momen. So the Me'iri interprets in the Gemara that only applies to a milva haksuva b'Torah, to a chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes upon me. But if it's a milva she'ein ksuva b'Torah, it's a hischayvus moment that I accepted upon myself, alvor. As a guy borrows $1,000 on Shabbos from someone else, and he's puffing on a cigar at the same time. See, he's being mechal Shabbos simultaneously with the alvor. But the alvor is a chiyuv moment that you accepted upon yourself. So the Me'iri says, in the name of the Chachmei Provanz, come levi the rabbinei doesn't apply to a milva, what we call milva she'ein ksuva b'Torah. There are several other differences also between a chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes and a chiyuv moment that the person accepts upon himself. Let's say I go to the store and they sell candies, five for a penny. I buy one candy and the storekeeper agrees to sell me one candy. So I have to figure out how am I going to pay him. I owe him a fifth of a penny. We don't have. In England, they used to have eight pennies. I don't know if they still have. They used to have pennies. He said, hey, pennies, half pennies. So here the guy owes a fifth of pennies, so I'll have to figure it out. But if you're Masik or you're Chayvul Bachavero, the Torah only imposes the Chiyav of a Shavu Puta and above. The Torah never imposes the Chiyav of less than a Shavu Puta. But it's Chayvus Midas, the person can accept upon himself. There are other differences also. Minchas Chinah has a difference. That all the 24 of us Nazik can pay Meitav, but it's Chayvus Midas doesn't pay Meitav. You pay Minatari, you pay Ziburis, and Midarabonim, you pay. So there's still more differences. Rav Soloveitchik thought that's the difference in definition. Hados Avos means a hischayvus midas, and Gzelus Achavolus means a milva haksuva b'Torah, chiyuv moment that the Torah imposes upon the person. So the Gemara has a shaila. The Yisei HaMamatzinu here, the Chumash only writes Shloshes Smuchim three times over him by Gzeilus V'Chavolus. So do you say Hu Adinami? Like you say, there are Arba Avos Nezikin. Then the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, told the same Kayetzimam. All of the Avos have told us. How did the Gemara know that all the Avos have told us? There's no rebuy from a Pasuk. Maybe the Tolus are not Chai, maybe only the Avos. The answer is, that's a Mamatzinu. Just like Mamatzinu, Karen is Kavanasa Lahazik, Mamoncha Shmirasan Alecha, so to anything that's Kavanasa Lahazik, Mamoncha Shmirasan Alecha, the Tolda has the same properties as the Yav. So the same over here. It says in the Chumash, in each Shloshes Smuchim by Gzeilus V'Chavolos, so Adinami, it's a Mamatzinu, should apply also to Haidos V'Alvos. The only thing is that you can ding Zach, you can say no. Maybe there's a Svara L'Chalek, so there's no Mamatzinu. Maybe only Gzeilus V'Chavolos, but the Torah imposes the Chiyuv, then you need a Bezin to Paskin that the Torah imposes the Chiyuv. But if I accepted it by myself, the Chiyuv, Haidos V'Alvos, maybe there's no need for a Bezin, I accepted it. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. Is this a legitimate mamatzinu? You say ira parsha is kosev kan. The requirement for shloshes smuchim that's only written in the chumash regarding zeilus v'chavolos carries over by itself to hadoras v'alvos. Or do you say no, it doesn't carry over? So that's the machlokes where you need shloshes smuchim in a Torah by hadoras v'alvos. Okay, we'll stop here with the netter tomorrow. We will continue. Tomorrow is, today's Tuesday, right? Tomorrow's Wednesday. Oh, we have to vote for Thursday. I take a vote for Thursday.